There was a maid this other day, and she must needs go forth to play. And as she walked, she sitteth and said, I am afraid to die a maid. With that beheld the lad what taught this maiden had, whereof he was, for that hand did not spare. To save them, maid, I pray, whither go you today? Good sir, then did she say, what do you care? For I will, without fail, maiden, give you Watkins ale. Watkins ale, good sir, quoth she, what is that, I pray you tell me? Is sweeter far than sugar fine, and pleasanter than muscadine. And if you please, fair maid, to stay a little while with me to play, I will give you the same Watkins ale for my name, or else I were to blame, in truth, fair maid. Good sir, quoth she again, if you will take the pain, I will it not refrain, nor be dismayed. He led this maiden then aside, and led her where she was not spied, and told her many a pretty tale, and gave her well a Watkins ale. Good sir, quoth she, in smiling sort, what do you call this merry sport? Or what is this you do to me? 'Tis called Watkins ale, quoth he. Wherein, fair maid, you may report another day, when you go forth to play, how you did speed. Indeed, good sir, quoth she, it is a pretty glee, and it well pleaseth me, no doubt indeed. Thus they sported and they played, this young man and his pretty maid, under the bank where as they lay, not long ago this very day. When he had done to her his will, they talked of what it shall not skill. At last quoth she, saving your tale, give me some more of Watkins ale, or else I will not stay, for I must needs away. My mother bade me play, the time is past. Therefore, good sir, quoth she, if you have done with me, nay, soft, fair maid, quoth he, again at last. Let us talk a little while. At that the maid began to smile, and said, good sir, full well I know your ale, I see, runs very low. This young man then, being so blamed, did blush as one being ashamed. He took her by the middle small, and gave her more of Watkins ale, and said, fair maid, I pray, when you go forth to play, remember what I say, walk not alone. Good sir, quoth she again, I thank you for your pain, for fear of further stain, I will be gone. Farewell, maiden, then quoth he, adieu, good sir, again quoth she. Thus they parted at last, till thrice 3 months had come and passed. This maiden then fell very sick, her maiden head began to kick. Her colour waxed wan and pale, with taking much of Watkins ale. I wish all maidens coy, that hear this pretty toy, wherein most women joy, how they do sport. For surely Watkins ale, and if it be not stale, will turn them to some bale, as hath report. New ale will make them as trial by this same is known. If any here offended thee, then blame the author, blame not me.